South Africa does not want to speak, sorry, Setim and then Bread for All. Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you following the proposal made by Switzerland and the proposal tabled by Egypt. We know that these two delegations have been participating in this procedure in a very constructive way since the start, and they've made a lot of contributions to try and bring individual participants' positions closer together. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank them very warmly for that, incidentally. However, the proposal to replace and buy ore could, I fear, create more problems than it would solve. Let me give you an example by referring to land. We know that in many countries, peasants or indigenous communities consider their land to be sacred. They do not consider it something that can be sold. And, unsurprisingly, they use the land collectively. We also know that there are countries in which private ownership does not exist. The land belongs to the state, and it is the state which allows individuals or communities to use it. If we put ore, I fear that may give rise to misinterpretation, or should I say erroneous interpretation of the phrase. I think it might be better to put and, or put and stroke or, but just putting or, I think, is probably going to be difficult. I just wanted to clarify that so as to avoid the possible emergence of problems in the future.